Glory to Jesus Christ. Saints, especially those holy fathers who teach us about spiritual life, many times they use this comparison, that state of heart, human heart, the state is we can characterize, we can tell or describe as a sickness. That is a result of the fall of Adam and Eve caused corruption to human nature. And human nature became sick. And through Christ, we are healed. And this is why they understand spiritual life in this way. For this Holy Father, spiritual life is process of healing. This is why they compare church to hospital, when people come, may they are healed. May they get back this beauty which God intended for them. Beauty, which we call holiness. But we have to understand this process of healing if we want to really take advantage of this. And this gospel, as many other gospels, this gospel teaches us that how this process goes. It would be very foolish to think that I just proclamation that, well, yes, I believe in God and I do nothing, that there is some kind of healing. We would be fools if we think that, well, there is no synergy between us, our will, our action, and God's grace. There is always some kind of cooperation between God and man. And we see in today's gospel, and we can learn from that, what we see there. 10 lepers. 10 lepers, 10 people who knew that they are sick. Who knew that, and they kept really distance from others because there were rules for lepers that they should not approach other people, they should not enter the city. They were like in exile. They were carrying signs of her sickness on their body. And every day they could see the fact that they are sick. This is first step in spiritual life, to recognize how I am sick and which part of my soul and heart suffers from sickness. If we are humble, and we are trying to be humble, if we pray and ask God for help, God will lead us to understanding through His commandments. Because if we look to our lives through commandments, we can see the signs of spiritual sickness. The sign where our nature is stained and is not so beautiful as God intended for us. Those signs brings us to understanding, I am not all right because in these areas I am not faithful to God. I am not a loving person. I don't love God more. I am doing things which are against His holy will. So what was the next step? These lepers saw Christ and they heard that He has power to heal. Do they know a theology? Do they know real truths, full truths about Christ? I doubt. They heard and they had hope. They approached Him from distance because they had hope that probably He can help him, because He helped many, and started to beg Him. This is another step in spiritual life that Holy Fathers, they teach us. If you recognize that you are sick, don't think that you can do something by yourself. You have to approach Christ and beg him for help and ask this heavenly physician to heal your wounds, wounds of your soul. You have to come and approach him. If you stay sitting somewhere or waiting, doing nothing, nothing will happen. Your sickness will become worse. You have to approach him. Without that, there will be no healing. And this is some kind of problem of today's day, because in our understanding of religion, we are two individuals. Because we think many times that we can do this. It's enough if I believe, and how we need church only for fulfillment of some kind of rules or community. There was a question raised by one person who asked one bishop that, well, we could see in past a lot of people, a lot of priests and monks who were really wonderful and great spiritual leaders. Why we don't see this in present time? And the answer Bishop gave was, because you are not looking for that. God gives you what you want. If you are not searching for spiritual fathers, you will not have spiritual fathers. If you start to search for these leaders of spiritual life, and God will raise and bring you. But he doesn't give you because you are not looking for. And let's say, you know, let's ask yourself, when was the last time when you approach a priest, a monk, a bishop, and to ask him, help me on my spiritual way. Help me with this my passion. Please give me blessing, give me absolution, because I am sick in my soul. I need help. When it was last time when we approached Christ through his church and through his servants? Well, it's not common. It's common. This is why we stay unhealed, because we don't approach Christ. Let's make another step. What we can see in this gospel, and it is part of this process of healing, what we mean under the spiritual life. When we approach Christ and we are healed, for example, if we make this, we go and we confess our sins and we give absolution, we got so much grace through this sacrament that some saints say there is so much grace that if we keep and use this grace, we would never sin again. So huge God's help is, and his grace. But we are healed. If we approach God, God is faithful and he heals us. But then what he said to these lepers, go and show yourself to priests. And they started to walk. Always God says us, go, do something. And we should be obedient to his voice and follow his instruction. But usually we go back to our old ways. To be obedient to new way of life, which God shows us through his commandments, through his word, This obedience leads us out of this disease and leads us to the total thing which is holiness. But if we are not obedient to this God's voice, we are missing this opportunity. So this is spiritual life, to know what is wrong, to run to Christ and ask Him for healing, accept His healing, His grace, and then to be obedient to His voice and try to find and live these new ways He is showing us through His word. It's not so difficult. Gospel is not difficult. Gospel is easy. Way to holiness is not hidden. This wisdom is clear if you want to accept this. But now you can tell me you forgot one thing. You forgot this one who came back and gave thanks. Yes, for sure. This is last phase of this, in this our spiritual activity, to give thanks. But I put it in the end because today we celebrate our patron, Saint Nicholas. We celebrate patron who prays for this parish and gives this parish protection. And I think that we should look at this aspect of our spiritual life to give thanks. And I think that we can give thanks because, you know, I could see during this year a lot of people who started to make these steps in spiritual life, who started to take seriously their faith, and they started this process of healing of their souls. And even they cannot see, and they would not tell that they made progress. I see that progress. And we should be thankful for that today, that with God's help, we are starting to grow in this aspect, that we are able to give thanks for all those healings of souls and finding new ways of spiritual life in our parish. And even it is not really visible for us, trust me, I have this distance, I can make this comparison. Probably you don't have this opportunity to see it from this my point of view. But I can see that. And I can see the fruit of this change, because there are so many acts and deeds of sacrifice, dedication, service, willingness to help, willingness to grow, to sacrifice of time for God and for the church, many others. And I am thankful today for that. And I would like to invite you today to be thankful, because God made change in your souls when you were following those rules of spiritual life. And maybe you are not aware of these healings, because this healing process is slow and long and lasts whole life. But because even that you are here today, this is the fact that God's grace is working in your hearts. So let's give thanks today for all those healing touches of our God's grace in our lives. And start next year with the desire for holiness and using those tools which bring us to total healing, which we call holiness of life. Amen.